Shalom, this is Billy Brim. A very wonderful and blessed good morning to you. I've just been going over what the Lord said to us at the Autumn Assembly. And I'm going to talk more at noon, and here's a little housekeeping. I will not be out at Prayer Mountain at noon, but we will be calling and have our call with Max at 15 minutes past 12. That's a quarter past 12 noon today, Central Time. I'll be calling out to the mountain, and Max will be on the line, and the people will be out there. There will be prayers out at Prayer Mountain. Brenda will lead the prayer, and it will be on streamed live. But you can call in, or you can watch it on streamed live, and Max and I will be there. But I went back to the Autumn Assembly, and I'm going to talk about the first thing that he opened with. It just really struck me because, well, this is another little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to be at Kathy and Jesse Duplantis Church on Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning in New Orleans. So if you're there, praise the Lord. Love to have you come and identify yourself. When I say, are there any WWPs here? Then please stand up. The Autumn Assembly was so powerful and so effective this year. And all of you who came, I want to thank you. All of you who were online praying with us. But he began with, the end of days and time is here. Now that means to me the end of days and the time is here. And he started talking about the mystery of the church. When my ministry began years ago, he started me out, crack out of the box, with a revelation of the glorious church and how he's not coming for a church that's down and out and in the doldrums, but he's coming for one that's bright and glorious. Ephesians 5:27, a glorious church. And he showed me, I had visions, more visions over that revelation than anything else. And he showed me how man fell from the glory, but how he's going to be lifted back up into the glory, the church. And the first, quite a few of the scriptures are all about that. He started with 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God predestined before the ages unto our glory. The hidden wisdom is the hidden mystery. It's spoken of all throughout the Bible, the New Testament, and it's the church. And that scripture right there, 1 Corinthians 2:7, he began with it, and I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified, but rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding, and now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification. That is, to lift us into the glory of his presence. I'm not going to teach you all about that revelation, but to me it says there's a move coming, and there's a glorification coming to the church. Amidst all this darkness that we see, the church is going to be moving step by step more and more into the glory of God and manifest his glory. I really went into it in the book, The Blood and the Glory. I went into the visions and everything I saw about it. And I'd like to make that book available for $10 plus shipping. If you just call our number. I forgot what the number is, but it's on the webpage, billybrim.org. If you just call that number and say it was this morning's offer. But praise God, hallelujah. So enheartening to me, so heartening to know that this prophecy concerning us, this prophetic mystery that we pray about, remember when we pray in tongues, we pray the mysteries, that he's talking to us about it. Now, another thing I noticed, and this just really blessed me, is that night that we began with prayer, and we were there in our first meeting in the Encore Theater. He talked to us, and he said, I gathered you all. I am with you. That was his statement. Then another statement, the day is near. Be encouraged. And he gave us Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. Then he gave us the phrase, teaching and prayers. You are devoted today. That's what we had during Autumn Assembly. And then his next statement, church, you are together here with me. I am the truth. He gave us some more scriptures, and then he said, you are together in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So over and over, he told us that he had gathered us. We were there, and oh, my folks, so much, so many results from that prayer meeting. So many results. And I want to thank Max for driving all the way down there with Quinn, being such a part of it, and each one of you. He gathered us, and he's gathered us into this prayer force that we are. Hallelujah. He gathered you then, and he's gathered us this morning. And he's going to use us, and he's going to give us utterance to pray. He's not only speaking to us in these Moed Wednesdays, but he's using our prayer language. And when we receive the interpretation that he gives through Brother Max, hallelujah, it's what we've been praying about. It's what he's had us praying about. So there are keys in it, some direct statements to us, and some keys about things, and some statements about what's going on and what he's doing. It's just such a privilege. It's such an honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anything you want to say before we begin, Brother Max?
Again, you covered it all, Miss Billy, this morning. Praise the Lord. You're absolutely right. I really encourage everybody to go over the words, especially on Autumn Assembly. Well, especially all of them, but Autumn Assembly.
Yes.
This year, you're absolutely right. I felt this year is the stronger. It's been like 5 years for me, maybe 6 years, been going to Autumn Assembly. But this year is the strongest year with the glory of God covering all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chip's message, Brother Kenneth's message, and Lynn Hammond, Sister Lynn Hammond, and you and everybody, and the statements and the prayer on Wednesday night. You're absolutely right. We need to go over them because I've been meditating on it too. It's just God is so good. He is revealing to us, folks, and if you think like you are going in a circle, you better read them again. You better read them again. There's a lot of revelation. It's so great. God is so good. Yes.
I actually started with Yom Kippur and was reading and meditating everything he's telling us. Oh, we're so blessed. So blessed, Father. So blessed. We just thank you. We could not, I don't know how to tell you more, except in tongues. And you have given us that. Please use our tongues to praise you. Please use our tongues to utter whatever you want them to utter. O frandishkora. Matula gombetiri kapaktiri kongambi. Loletitia toshka. Brandi vedo kombra. Kavidala toshki di kaka. Rodi diga. Aha, postani kalagandi. Brivandio no cobra brasketa donji di cola cabre di cambe. Oh, rapacaia nico hola capito. Cushuano no cumbri camalata.
Urabakilo makorama kayanangele dishka nyono korakita. Beretanya ne koholakafke. Beretushkwa. Maridushka nyene korakadavra pinyo. Malitushwa. Korigadala capra. Vrinduru kole kele kafange de copratida kalailba. Ine karanda le kohola kabalia de kora kalaiba. Kushwa. Kushwa tito. O la parandakito de konge. Olivere tua al fidontoro bakaya nicolo coprita da gabra badanio no coro cadala caia nicolo cobibdiana. O shamanica, shamanica, pacalo copri calacamicchio. Roscitania da coholabre. Cavilla dura bacahala cacico. Lalita naki andi oschetinja. Rivoavra na coro calacampaia. Rivoagna na colebele caianda. Credagno na cola caprica pratepito do cosciante. Pramina calacafricto de gotosca danci di gotosca. Uscitala tisca. Colicariande le cobrigdavra me colacobrati. Mesti antora ma kahala kafikto. Swan swan yana kora maletifka danjin kodoshka. Me tu, bali tu, ma motugila, ma. O la pala bai yana kola kambino no gom brag di me koni ne kala kala kapre kala kan yana kodo no goda ven kapa. Kushano nor malita lagin yo no kora makaha ne ne kola kamala bach ne kodosh ke ne banda. Mashkito wa. Iga la braski tanya ne kola kabrita ne kadash ke tanja ne koprakti. Kavila tue. Alivra tu shwa ne ne kora kapakti. Tora dinga. Malitura malekai ascoro condengeri gotosca. Grivro acqua tiano no cora capitoro ma calacafitto no compandia ne cotange. Rosca tigna ne cora pacaia. Nagolo dubro a frenere capra. Motile capri, Kitty. Mastiano no cobre, teneva la bacca alla montagna, Nicola compra cala cambiale con mia Nicola cavapi. Come in cagna, Nicola compra bosche, Nicola cadavra, ma con la capicchia. Moshki Daniela Kohola Kafito. Ah, Lotora Makaya. Give it a dua, Mandoro Kotoshke. Bedwerya, Bractele congene Kola Kapa. Bari con gambe. Gambi do coro maladino no colo cabino no colo cabadia no colo catino no colo cabigna. Svitura maia. Svitura vagungia verto scendero cubrita vronde vitagno. Groscafricando, goscaficura maia. Gandele cora micai e ne cola cavarabantasca donce ne contabre. Grignano no cobre, magno no cole che bagno no cora basche ne contumbre caiena cora. Oh, paracchettesche. Capito? Gavitunyana. Libero tu esqua vrede de cora maya ne cora cabinho ne cora ca pa toro com brangi de katashka tam brakti de katashka. Ridonia vreteske dobra makala kobrekte de kangaya. Kamborska tafri makila dobra. Kanjerno kileka oh tani ne kolo kamberi mo koro bakala kaya ne koro kungaya mastiano no kobre kada kada andiano kola kafre kola kombratia mastiano tobre kada kafrate oh makila donye ne kabra kala kombrati. Ishana makora makala katiana na kote. Oh, la ratashka tanto kayata. Gedebratuara makara katande de kondanga de kohora katashke. Kedebratanya ne kahala kafe karakatanya ne kala kafrekye. Malitura makahala kavikto. Geribretua shandora makaya nakahala kaviktora pakaragatanche. Loda de gobra fraktiro. Giswata nakora bakala kakandia de kotoshka. Grivanyo nakora balakala kaya nakahala kavikto. Dor baratashka? No. Exhibitatia. Sibilitua. Gandira kora makana katanya ne kola kahala kaki. Kumrati frande le kohola kavabti dono nombra tura pakti de kotopi kada kalati. Oh, matito, 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 matito. Grobaya ne kobra sita la kombrekte ne kondabri ka la kombrekte. No, nombrekte ne kadabri ka la kobri ka la kabalye ne kola kombrekte ne kabra. Mishu no mahalatinyo ne kobri bine kanye ne kola kombrekte ne katashka tanche ne gondoshke. Mastiano, mastiano, mastiano. Brateške denje nego dobro, bada kataška to reka, laka fratiri gončenje. Merito, bali tanja. O, beli tata ti kahala kafra. To, da ne brate neko holionta. Gubidu tva, nukaba. Bidiano no kobre. Kivela totel bikaliana kaya na kora baha. Hanye ne kora kabara katache. Kivela tora mangolo kobre tiene kabara kashke donyo ne kohola kabrake. Gwibobre ne na kobre. Vratunya na kaya na kuhula gabino kambara kaya na kolo kobre danye ne kala kabara. Oui, Junia via. Coparlane e butoujoa. Couvrime toura ma caille na kohola ka ma haille na kohola ka pa kandaille na kohola. Oh, raskiada. Magila toura. Grande he kaktia. Le burjoujoa? Gavi doci mi kala kaya na kobra, ki danya na kobra. Oh, no. Kambala kaya na kanye. Gavi la tora kanyene. Aga la dora manyene, manyanu. Itwa, shonya na kobra. Oh, balatishka tanya na kola kabre. Matola kopa. Kavida tonya ne kohola kabra kala kambra kara kanjon ne kohola kafe kala katere. Ele bratuesco. Angela kabra kala kokre. Neuro tonya ne kai. Oro du. Alevitata. Gandela kobra. Shenyano vaki, shenyano makit. Balotora maiena kaiena konoski kanyata. Jidikaranti li kapra monye ne ba. O baratashka donye ne kala kaiena kokkala inya. Lola dido dobra kafra gina nobre kila dali tanya nikola kala kabra nye. Kelibra tua shanya no kora baka hala kifala dupra. Kobala dinya no kohola kabala kaya na kahala kaha. Bakala kanya nikola kabri kudo kubashi. No shanya de kabri mikala kifala makore. Yeni kara nakita, nakita kanya. Makara kadashka dora, makala kadahala kambra kati kofrakti di kato hushanti. Bovra dinyo no kobre. Bovra dinyo nombre. Ma, toro go brande. Tuko papinya! Lobrana, Angela Vito, Mega Latina, Grande. Kroba Kaya na kohola kai bande de kopreske, ijonyo de kobra, elevadora mia, kangeli donya na kolo gobre de le cabra nieno non yana na kaya na kalakabadia. Che protita? Che protita fica? Come l'Italia? Ma godegne, mica la cai, abro ne casca. Swiss one, ibili duaca, gabi donia vara, mica lande lico nanye nico. Cabilita, grande li caca, amino coco, elivitiana, gali buongiorno. Buongiorno fitta con bratasche o le basco. Non dalla visco, grande liberio, non ho cobra cavalettegno, non ho cobra calacaiana con la cabito. Oh, rassisto lo cobra calacata. Dota bicapa. Non balli donia, Mati. Bortagnana, bortagnana, bortagnana. Viliduska. Vilidushka, ba, kile un dobre, kile kombradi, digo, doshka, tam, chiliko, doshka. Pashketora na kalakatito, agalatino na kopre, kile katai. Betuanya na kara, betuanya kara makito, kalakavonde, tikalakatre, O balasito lo gombre calaca fitto do gombre calaca iana colaca pe. Ruto brendene, magi don gende, magi lo debre na calaca tito cobra calacinia nana. E li ma sotto na gabre naki, o paha fangi do cobre killai. E già non ho le cabracche, gala gabora calindo, coro da haia no coro catai. E già non ho copre cateca haia. Grande le cabra, boba la grande le cobra calacabagne. Oh, no, 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 pratino cosca topa calavito la meglio. Hanietoro ma caia ne cahala caia ne cahola caha. Oh, paratisco, paratisco. Seme ne cora bala grande le cobra tini con la hascegne. Oh, rakala kaya na hala kamvito. Grande le hishka na karakana vrakito la kobre kanya ne hile kabra. Ishta,
This morning, in the end of the prayer, I didn't even notice that we're done. And the Lord spoke to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said, I'm done. Then that's when I saw my notes.
I know, but it was hard to finish. It was hard to finish.
He said, I'm done. And then I didn't hear you anymore. Praise the Lord.
I know. I probably went on because it was kind of hard for me to finish.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, it seems like.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Started with the first line. Oh, wow. Stay in my grace. And shalom. Stay in my grace and shalom. Stay in my grace and shalom. Next line. I told you that I will act. I told you that I will act. Oh, underline this. I'm sorry. I told you that I will act. Underline it. So just underline.
Underlined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next line. Psalm 37, verse 5. The book of Psalm, chapter 37, 37, verse 5. Listen, I am with you on this call. Yeah. Listen, I am with you on this call. And I want you to be strong. Trust and do not be afraid. That's a long line. Listen, I am with you on this call, and I want you to be strong, trust and do not be afraid. Do you want me to repeat it?
No. Well, I've got it, but listen, I am with you on this call, and I want you to be strong. Trust and do not be afraid.
Correct. We know this one, Joshua 1:9, the book of Joshua, verse 1. I'm sorry, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Next line, Isaiah 12:2. Next line, pray and stay with my prophet. Pray and stay with my prophet. Next line, underline it. Your prayer is strength when you pray together. Your prayer is strength when you pray together. Your prayer is strength when you pray together. Underline it.
All of that?
All of that. Your prayer is strength when you pray together. Underline it.
Okay.
Well, he wants us to continue to pray, especially for this election. We are to pray.
Oh, yes, he wants us to. He's gathered us in this prayer.
Mm-hmm. Next line, Psalm 46, verse 1. The book of Psalm, chapter 46, 4, 6, verse 1. Next line, I am the Lord of Zion. Yeah, that's Zion. I am the Lord of Zion, Z-I-O-N. I am the Lord of Zion. Joel, the book of Joel, J-O-E-L, 3:16. Joel 3:16, 1:6. My grace for you, church, is sufficient. Yeah, that's sufficient. My grace to you, church, is sufficient. Next line. Oh, underline it also. So underline this coming line here. Over, oh my Lord, over the war of 38-39, rest in me and be strong. Okay, I'll read it again. Over the war of 38-39, rest in me and be strong. Underline the whole line. And there is no Ezekiel here.
Okay, where does it begin with the underline?
Begin with over. Over the war of 38-39. Rest in me and be strong.
Okay.
You see, folks, it said rest in me and be strong. It didn't say run and hide. I just want to say this. The Holy Spirit wants me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Second Timothy 2, verse 1. Second Timothy 1.
Second Timothy 2, verse 1.
Correct. Second Timothy 2, okay. Verse 1. Increase your faith, church. Increase your faith, church. Luke 17, verse 5. Next line. In my name. In my name. Next line. You received and believed. You received and believed. John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1, 12. Next line, underline it. You are my children. You are my children. Listen, you are going to be okay. Listen, you are going to be okay. Oh, I'm just going to say Cyrus. I forgot the other quote. Cyrus.
Okay.
Israel. Yeah, Cyrus. Last name, Israel Church. Underline it.
Where do you begin the underline?
Begin underline from Cyrus, the three words. Underline it.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, you are going to be okay. That's one line. The next line below it is Cyrus, last name, Israel Church. Underline it.
Okay.
Next line. Oh. You are not in trouble. I shall help you. You are not in trouble. I shall help you. Well, that's specific. I know this one. I mean, never mind. It's just some about it. You are not in trouble. I shall help you. Next line. Psalm 46. 1, the book of Psalm, chapter 46, verse 1. Isaiah 54, yeah, after Psalm 46, 1. Isaiah 54, 17. Isaiah 54, 17. Next line. Don't you think that I will rescue you? Yeah. Don't you think that I will rescue you? Isaiah 46, verse 4. Isaiah 46. 4, 6, verse 4. Next line, underline it. The whole line. Jesus is your tower and refuge. Jesus is your tower and refuge. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. mixed line, two words. My inspiration. My inspiration. After my inspiration, mixed line. Keep the good work. Keep the good work. Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. Second Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. Next line, underline it, the whole line. Just trust my words and listen. Just trust my words and listen.
What's that underlined?
The whole thing underlined, yeah. Just trust my words and listen. The whole line is underlined. All right. Next line is the book of Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. It is like your house on the rock. It is like,
Could you begin that again?
It is like your house on the rock. It is like your house on the rock. Matthew, am I going too fast? Maybe I am. Matthew 7, verse 24. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. Next line. You are under my hand, and I care for you. You are under my hand, DS and end, hand, not hand, and I care for you. You are under my hand, and I care for you. First Peter chapter 5 verses 6 and 7. First Peter 5 verses 6 and 7. Wow, it's like First Peter 5, 6, 7. First Peter chapter 5 verses 6 and 7. Next line, I am here to help you, church. I am here to help you, church. Psalm 115, verse 11, the book of Psalm, chapter 115, verse 11. Next line, and underline it. Next line, the whole line, underline it. All things from me and through me. All things from me and through me. All things from me and through me, underline it. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 36. Romans 11, verse 36. 3:6. Next line. Your eyes have seen, and you will see more church. Your eyes have seen, and you will see more church. Trust in me.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Stay in my grace and shalom. I told you that I will act. Psalm 37:5.
Mm-hmm.
Commit your way to the Lord. This is in the ESV because that's what my computer comes up on. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's your Derek, your path, your commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Listen, I am with you on this call, and I want you to be strong. Trust, and do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua 1:9. I want to say right here that one of the things he told us quite a few times during the call, Autumn Assembly, is, I'm with you. I gathered you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So we keep in our minds here. Mm-hmm. Listen, I am with you on this call, and I want you to be strong. Trust and do not be afraid. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God, and that's Jehovah your Elohim, is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And that word, that last word is Yeshua.
That's right.
Pray and stay with my prophet. And then the next is underlined. Your prayer is strength when you pray together. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that word trouble is sara, and it means when you're pressured from outside into a narrow place. It's often used for trouble or affliction or tribulation. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I am the Lord of Zion. Joel 3:16.
The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. Very interesting that he gives us that just before he says the next line.
Right, I was just thinking the same one.
Uh-huh. My grace for you, church, is sufficient. Over the war of 38-39, rest in me and be strong. And it's underlined, over the war of 38-39, rest in me and be strong.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. His
wow.
grace is sufficient for us.
Wow.
In our weakness. You see, for instance, let's take the devil. And that's what he's talking about right here. Paul was talking to him about the thorn in the flesh that was the devil and bothering him, you know. And he said, take it away. Paul prayed that God would take it away. God said, no, I'm not taking it away. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. You do it. You're the one who has the grace. And my power, my dunamis power, is made perfect even when you're in your weakness. So Paul said, okay, praise the Lord. I'll boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I'm content with weakness. See, you and I are no match for the devil. But God's strength is made strong in us, even in our weakness. And it's enough for us over the war of 38 and 39. Which is coming, I'm quite sure.
Oh, yes.
2 Timothy 2:1. But if you wake up one morning and it's going on and all kinds of things are happening, you just say, his grace is sufficient for me.
Yes.
And he told me to live in his grace. That's the first thing he said to us. And shalom.
Oh, yes.
Stay in my grace and shalom.
Yes, yes,
I told
yes,
you
yes.
that I will act. So that's enough for us. That's enough. 2 Timothy 2:1. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. There he tells us it again. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For anything that's coming right now, I remember this thought just came back to me. When I was in probably junior high, my sister and I would often, we lived in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and we would ride our bicycles to the library. And when I got to the library, I heard that the Korean War had broken out. So I was so worried. I went back home. This is before I got delivered from fear. I went back home. I was so worried. I remember lying on the couch and my mother, and I was just so worried, just so frightened. And my mother soothed me, you know, and prayed for me and told me to calm down and trust the Lord. So that's what he's telling us here. Things are coming, but his grace is sufficient, and we're okay. So I'll not have another spell like that if I wake up one morning and Ezekiel 38 and 39 has happened. And he's telling us, don't you do that. No, you trust in me. And you'll be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Yes. I mean,
increase
yes.
your faith, church. Luke 17:5. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord, now I'm going to read you the next verse. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, You could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So how do we increase our faith? Well, we know that the word says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if he told us to increase our faith, he's told us to get into God's word, and it automatically produces faith. All these scriptures that he's given us today, if you'll meditate on them, it'll increase your faith. In my name, you received and believed. John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You know, whenever you read that, Max, I thought, how come it doesn't say believed and received? Well, just so accurate. This has received first in the scripture. I just love it. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's the order that the verse gives right here. Of course, you believe and receive, but this verse was going to receive and believe, so he gave it like that. You are my children, underlined.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Listen, you're going to be okay. You see, he's taking care of us because we're his children.
Yeah,
he's taking care of us. We're not to be worried. You're going to be okay. Then he gives a name, a.k.a. Cyrus, name of a leader, an American leader, Israel, church. And that name, Israel, and church are underlined. Mm-hmm. You are not in trouble. I shall help you. Possibly speaking to that first name. And again, he gives us this the second time, Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that arises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. And that's a very good translation, but I just really like that King James translation, which I'm so familiar with. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's very good. I like the King James so much. Let's see what the New American says. 95. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. All those are good. And it just helps us. That's a good one. If you know that people are against you or they're making false accusations, this is a scripture for you to say all the time. Every day. Don't you think that I will rescue you? Isaiah 46:4. Okay, hold the phone here a minute. Even to your old age I am he. And to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. Now let's read it in the King James.
Okay.
And even to your old age I am he. And even to hoar hairs, that's gray hairs, will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. This is a very wonderful verse. Here it is in the New American. Even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you. So in other words, he's taking care of us all of our lives, even until we get old and gray hair. He's carrying us. He's bearing us up in his hands. He's delivering us. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful verse.
Thank you.
Jesus is your tower and refuge. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Hallelujah. Or saved. And is saved. The name of the Lord. My inspiration, keep the good work. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 in the New American. Let's look at it in the ESV. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching. Now, that breathed out is actually what it says, but it also can be translated inspired. So, bless the Lord. I like the King James on this. It uses the very word inspiration. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. I think I'll use the King James on that.
Okay.
Just trust my words and listen. And that's underlined. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words, they light our pathway. We know what to do. It is like your house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So if we trust these words he's giving us,
yeah,
and the word of God, that he follows up the words that he gives us with scripture, then our house is on the rock. It won't be shaken.
Hallelujah.
You are under my hands and I care for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Actually, 6 and 7, isn't it? 6 and 7.
1 Peter 6 and 7, yes. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. See, we're under his hand. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. How wonderful that he told us, you're under my hands, and I care for you. And then that very scripture says that. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I am here to help you, church. Psalm 115:11. Oh, put things in the wrong order here.
Oh, I'm just so amazed. You're pulling all these verses this quick. I stopped looking them up. You're way faster than me.
You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All things from me and through me. Romans 11:36. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
Wow.
Your eyes have seen, and you will see more, church. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What would I say from today?
Well, there's a lot.
I would say that he's saying his grace is sufficient. We can live in grace. We can live in peace. But there are things coming. And we're going to be strong. He wants us to be strong. His grace is sufficient. And we're to pray together and stay together. And even when we see more things happening, which will probably be the Ezekiel 38:39 war, we're okay. If we meditate in his word and increase our faith, we'll be okay. We're strong in the Lord.
Amen.
We'll be okay. Seems to me that's what he's saying. And that's what we're praying. Remember, he's saying this to us. We're hearing us. But we're praying it for the whole body of Christ. And people in particular. Anything you want to add, Max?
Oh, boy.
You don't have to. Unless you just have something. Because we're going to be back together at noon today.
Yeah, we're going to be back together at noon today. I just want to say that something to do with that 1 minute, too, going on here, too, in these prayers. It's a closing up. That's what I'm trying to say. Closing up. But we are going to be okay. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
And he's talked to us so much about Ezekiel 38:39, he doesn't even have to say the book anymore.
Yes.
We know what he means.
Yes. Yes.
We're communicating with him and he with us. How humbling is that?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I was mixed up. I told somebody last week was the election. It's not for Israel. It's next week. And so, but we prayed over the elections, and I believe it's effective. Our prayers are effective.
Oh,
I still sit in my chair every morning and do my ruling and reigning and don't let the devil operate in the heavenlies over the elections here in Missouri. And so I trust all of you are doing that too.
Oh, yes. We are praying tonight for the elections here in our prayer night at the church. We all have to do it. We all have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us to pray together. I just want to say this, you know, when he said, listen, I am with you on this call, this should be like warming all our hearts on this call.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I am with you on this call, and I want you to be strong. Trust and do not be afraid. I mean, folks, this is Jesus who is speaking to us. This is Jesus.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Praise his name.
Praise his name.
We'll see you. Glory to God. And we'll see you 12:15, 15 minutes. Brenda will open at 12 o'clock. And you can be online, and then I'm going to call in and they're going to call Max at 12:15. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. See you at noon.
Love you. See you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Bye-bye. Shalom.